Today is National Radio Day.
So day here.
Thank you, Rockaholics,
Where's
for doing
cake?
Your part.
Where's our cake?
Tuning in to the radio. So, Steve Miggs, you decided to grab a bunch of songs that honor this medium and have songs with radio in the title.
Yeah, it has to say radio in the title. I mean, it can reference radio, of course, in the song, but it needs to say radio in the title. And I put together what might be one of the strangest playlists of songs. So I want to see, by playing the part where they even mention radio, if you could guess what song it is.
Okay.
And the artist, too, for extra points. Are you ready for the first one, which I think might be the quintessential song that has radio in its title?
I'm ready.
Danny, no?
Queen.
Yeah.
Radio Gaga.
I'm not exactly sure what the Gaga is. Is that talk?
And you know, that's where Lady Gaga took her name from, by the way, was this song.
Is that really?
It's true.
You know what's funny is I didn't even know that song existed until the documentary came out, or the biopic came out a few years ago.
Yes.
And I watched that whole thing and I was like, why have I never known this song? Like, it's really good.
It's a real banger.
There are some Queen songs that I dig that I feel like maybe I dig them because they haven't been played a lot. Maybe if we heard Radio Gaga a lot, like we hear, like, you know, the Bicycle song or Bohemian Rhapsody, you'd be like, enough already.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a great song.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Turn up the radio. Is it Autograph?
Yes. I'm convinced this band wrote this song because they're like, we'll write a song saying turn up the radio, and all these knuckleheads at radio stations will be like, we should play that because it mentions the radio.
You're brilliant.
Because name another Autograph song. I rest my case.
Wait, give me a minute. No, just kidding.
All right, next one. These are songs about radio on National Radio Day.
I know this one.
Turn that ish up.
Except when I was little, I thought it was Lights Out, We're on the Radio.
I kind of like that version too.
Gorilla Radio, Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
So many great songs. Okay, this one I feel like everybody knows, but let's see.
Oh. Who is it, Danny?
The Ramones.
Yep. Rock and Roll Radio.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio?
Yeah.
I always thought this part of the song is just so crazy because they're like a relatively basic punk rock band, and then all of a sudden they're doing like some weird, like old, like boppy song.
It's so crazy.
Almost Beach Boys.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we actually can play our instruments
here.
Check it out. All right, songs about radio on National Radio Day.
Do you know the
Buggles?
Name?
Buggles.
Yeah, Video Killed the Radio Star.
And that was the first song that MTV ended up playing, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Very prophetic. And then MTV's gone and radio is still here.
That's
so
right.
It was a marathon, not a sprint. That's right, song Radio 1.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
You could hear it on the...
Do you not know who this is? We like rock, we like soul, but we never like disco.
No. I can't remember.
What? Think Pacific Northwest? He was rocking a Blazers jersey in the video.
Mm-mm.
I can't remember.
First, the Saint lead singer's name rhymes with Schmark Schmal Schmackus.
Ark Alexakis?
Yes.
It's Everclear?
That's Everclear.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
You don't remember that song?
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
That song kind of came out after, like, you know, So Much for the Afterglow.
It's
like around the time of like Volvo Driving Soccer Mom. It was like a little bit after their success. I'm shocked that you guys haven't heard that one.
Never once.
All right. This one, then, I don't know if you guys will know this one, but this might be one of my favorite hip hop songs of all time.
It's
dating me. Do you know who this is?
Nope.
He's an actor.
Will Smith?
No.
Mark Wahlberg. Is it Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Definitely not Mark Wahlberg. Ladies love him.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
What's the song?
It's called My Radio.
My Radio. Yeah.
Or I Can't Live Without My Radio. I think that's Rick Rubin produced this.
No way.
All right, we have a couple more. This one, when I was in college radio, this one actually kind of goes near and dear to my heart. I would always play this song because I just thought it was so cool that they mentioned the radio.
Wall of Voodoo.
Yes.
Was that your anthem, Steve?
Why? Because you were on the Spanish station.
I know. It was kind of prophetic.
Yeah, so you should have had that shirt.
I played it
in college, and then I ended up working in Mexican radio.
I had a mixtape that I used to put in my Walkman when I would get dental work done. And this was on my mixtape.
Such a weird song. And I don't know any other ones. Okay, I have a couple more.
Okay.
All right, these two I picked solely because of you guys.
Yes.
All right, so I want to see if you know what song I would have picked because of you guys that mentions radio in its title.
I know.
Okay, what's yours?
Spirit of Radio by Rush.
But they never say radio in the song.
I guess you're right.
I looked.
That's so weird.
I had to read the lyrics to a Rush song, Danny.
Wow.
I bet you loved every second of it.
All right, so Rush, Spirit of the Radio for you on National Radio Day. Danny.
There's like three that are going through my mind, and I don't know if you would have picked any of them.
Okay, let me hear the three, because I went back and forth between two.
There's a song called The Radio Still Sucks by the Ataris. Okay. There's another one called Radio by Goldfinger.
Okay.
And then I think there's another Atari song called just Radio Number 2.
See, I almost went with that first Atari song.
Okay.
Then I almost went with the Alkaline Trio Radio.
Oh, that's good. That was another one I was thinking.
But I'm surprised you didn't say this one. Oh, Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, Green Day.
You know why? It's because that's a newer one. I was thinking back to the classic.
Dean is really into their old stuff. Yeah. He doesn't really like the new stuff.
I forgot.
Green Day.
So edgy.
He's a purist.
Yeah.
I love all of this.
Happy National Radio Day, everybody.
Hell yeah. The Daily Mix Show.